Pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
Gong, 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 she's been gone so long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long. Gong, 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 she's been gone so long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long. Gong, 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 she's been gone so long, gong, gong, gone, gone so long. Gong, 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 she's been gone so long, where I wonder if I ever go see my girl. Gong, 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 she's been gone so long, where I wonder if I ever go see my girl.
Ever since she left me, I sure feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down the main street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl, my girl. She was the world to me. She's gone way across the sea. My girl is just a memory. She beats along with me.
I gone, 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 she's been gone so long. She's been gone, gone, gone so long. I gone, 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 she's been gone so long. I gone, 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 gone so long. So long, she's been gone, gone, gone so long.
She didn't have to leave me, she didn't have to run, she didn't have to go without a word to anyone. I hope she's doing alright, she's got no way to know, unless she gets to hear this song, hear it on the radio. My girl, she was the world to me. She's gone, and that's a tragedy.
Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and this is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. Yeah, a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past. Tonight's agenda? Nothing heavy duty. It's just back to basics. And I'll be playing some crowd pleasers between now and 2 o'clock in the morning. Something you want to hear tonight? 612-341-0980. And the song I led off with tonight, My Girl Gone 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 from the Canadian group Chilliwack. Chilliwack taking their name from the Canadian city of the same name. I think it's on the West Coast, I think. I looked that up once. But Chilliwack, that was it. Their only American hit, and that was 1981. They had a small follow-up called I Believe, and then they were not heard from again here in the U.S. Strangely enough, they've been recording in Canada and big stars up there since 1968. So 13 years later, after they started recording up there, their first hit down here. Nice. So, tonight's formal agenda, we'll be doing the god-awful medley of the week sometime between now and 2 o'clock in the morning, a random 45, which I've scraped off my basement floor, and we will hear together for the first time. We'll do a fine little air check at the end of the show from WPLJ in New York, which I will find very enjoyable since I've heard it before, and therefore you will find very enjoyable since we'll be hearing it for the first time. Again, something you want to hear between now and 2, 612-341-0980. In case you haven't been paying attention, David Bowie has a new album that's out right now. Pretty good. I don't know if they say the album's pretty good, although I confess I haven't heard it much. Hasn't registered an opinion yet. So, let me play you the last decent David Bowie single that came out before this current album, since I haven't made any judgments on it. Good 16 years before this album, actually, from 1986. This is from the soundtrack of the movie Labyrinth. And this is a nice, short, tidy 45 version of Underground on Crap from the Past.
No one can blame you for walking away. Too much rejection. No love injection. Can't be easy. It's not always well. Don't tell me truth hurts, little girl, 'cause it hurts like hell. But down in the underground, you'll find someone true. Down in the underground, it's not long at all, the last day.
on Boogie Monster Gerber.
I guess it's well known that the temptations rock musicians are faced with can be hazardous to their health, like wild women and non-medicinal drugs.
On Crap from the Past.
Whatever happened to Yarbrough and Peoples? I'm not sure. That was 1981, and that was produced by the same guy who produced all the Big Fat Gap Band stuff from that era. So the same Lonnie, I want to say Lonnie Gordon, but I don't think that's right. The guy who did You Dropped a Bomb on Me and Burn Rubber also produced Don't Stop the Music for Yarbrough and Peoples, providing them with their only hit. And that there was 1981. The phones have been magnificent tonight. In fact, I have someone on hold right now because I can't keep up with the phone calls. I'm fine with that. 612-341-0980. Nothing wrong with that. Keep them coming in. And now I'm going to play... The song I'm about to play stands on its own just fine. And I'd play it all by itself, but it's made so much better because it's included on disc 6 of a series that went out to record stores called In Play. I've played this before. Well, not this particular track, but I've played stuff from In Play before. And what this In Play company would do is they'd compile a bunch of singles, a little more rock, a little less pop, and some country thrown in with there. And they'd string them all together and string all the songs together with talk breaks from a really clueless DJ. Really clueless. And I love this to death. Initially, I thought the clueless DJ was an irritation, and I tried editing him out on some of the songs. And then I realized, you know, let's just leave him in. And that's what I'm going to do on this track right here. So this came out in, I want to say 1990, 91, 89, somewhere around 1990. This is the clueless DJ introducing Eric Johnson, as heard only here and in play on Crap from the Past.
Grammy nominee Eric Johnson is up next with Cliffs of Dover from his second album, Via Musicom.
Guitarist Eric Johnson, that was Cliffs of Dover from his album
Via Musicom.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
In the wacky, wild, whirling world of roller disco, the dancers are on wheels.
On Crap from the Past.
Lovely Livy, an Electric Light Orchestra from 1980, from the movie of the same name. It's Xanadu, from my scratchy 45 copy of Xanadu. I actually have it on CD now, but didn't bring it with me tonight. Drat, so someday you'll get to hear a higher fidelity copy of Xanadu. That there, a request for Tom, who's listening tonight. Now, a request for Jack, who's listening tonight in Bloomington. I'm surprised our signal reaches all the way out to Bloomington. Jack asked for a very interesting song, so let me set the scene here. First, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. Like there was any doubt in your mind that any commercial radio station would play this song I'm about to play here. But apparently, some commercial station did, because Jack heard this song back when it came out in 1986. Apparently, back in the day, the old WLOL played this once or twice. And I really mean once or twice, because I knew of a commercial station in upstate New York where I was going to school at the time, that played this once or twice. Just enough for me to hear it and go out and hunt down the 12-inch. Which is a dumb thing to do in hindsight, but looking back now, I'm the only person in the world who has the 12-inch of Stairway to Heaven, as done by Far Corporation. Who are these people? Far Corporation is an aggregation of people formed by producer Frank Farian, the very same guy who had done Boney M. in the late 70s, and who would later put together... He also did did the group Eruption, but they only had one song, and would later put together Milli Vanilli. The guy's name is Frank Farian. He's from Germany, and Far was the name of his recording studio in Germany. So this was the Far Corporation. It's very much like CNC Music Factory, where you name it after the producer. So this group, if you can call them that, includes a couple of members of Toto. And I believe... No, I don't think there's a Picaro on this because there's nobody playing drums. The drums are programmed. All in all, it's a remake of Stairway to Heaven that was a top 10 record in England and really just dented the bottom of the charts here in the U.S. I know of a station, Power 105 in Hornell, New York. Hornell is tiny. Weensy, weensy, tiny radio station that played this once or twice and really just sort of fell off the map after that. Jack, you got a really good memory. So this is Stairway to Heaven. This is the 12-inch of Stairway to Heaven, which is very much like this 7-inch, only the drums are bigger, which is cool because I'm a big drums guy. So this is the only version of Stairway to Heaven to ever make the American pop charts. How do you like that for a little bit of trivia? So I'm going to talk over the intro to Stairway to Heaven and violate all the principles of good DJing here. This is the Far Corporation from 1986, and kind of a ballsy remake of Stairway to Heaven. And you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
I am woman, hear me roar, a number's too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back to pretend, 'cause cuckoos have heard it all before, and I've been down there.
Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. No, this isn't Dr. Demento. It's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber here on Crap from the Past. Actually, it's Joe Stafford and Paul Weston, who were very talented musicians by themselves, a married couple, and recorded a big string of jokey albums where the piano playing's a little off and the singing's a little off. So sometimes it's way off, and they chose to remake Helen Rady's I Am Woman, and it's not clear exactly when that was recorded. I think that was around 82, I think. They also did a sterling remake of Stayin' Alive, but that one was almost too obvious to play. So, I Am Woman. Yeah, it was good decompression there from that Stairway to Heaven remake. Hey, another remake. Oh, let's do three in a row, just out of pure coincidence, and I realized that only after I'd plunked this thing on the turntable. We're up to a regular feature here on Crap from the Past. It's a daring, daring feature that's going to send us to the very edge of the radio envelope here. It's called the Random 45, and it's as simple as it sounds. I have a pile of unplayed 45s, unplayed to me, that is, that I got for cheap. I must have hundreds of these things all over my basement floor, and every week we scrape off one or two, dust them up as best I can, and drop them on the KFAI turntable, and we hear them together for the first time. I don't even bother to cue them up properly, but we've been hit and miss on this feature. Sometimes it's pure art, sometimes it's the exact opposite of pure art. This week I can't really tell. It's on 20th Century Records from 1975. And it's a remake of Layla. It's Layla Part 1, which leads me to think that there's a Part 2 floating around out there, or maybe even Part 3, 4, 5, and so on. But it's billed to Ronnie Charles with the London Symphony Orchestra and London Symphony Choir. So my guess is that this is a huge, overblown version of Layla, recorded in 1975. I'm game, so we're going to hear it together for the first time. I haven't even bothered to cue this up properly. I just plunked the needle down, and we're going to hear this together. It's the Random 45, and it's Ronnie Charles and a bunch of other people redoing Layla, as heard only here on Crap from the Past. ¶¶
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Call it rhythm and blues, psychedelic, or rock and roll, but call it funky.
On Crap from the Past.
I better not do anything to mess up the ending here. Oh no, it fades. God, how rude of me. Jungle Jazz from Kool & the Gang. If it sounded familiar to you, you're either really hip and you know the deep album tracks from Kool & the Gang, or it sounds a whole lot like Jungle Boogie, which was a big old hit for him around 1973, 74. This there, What you just heard, this there, right there, and that there CD player, Jungle Jazz. It's a reworking of Jungle Boogie, where they took out most of the vocals and added some solos and kind of stretched it out so it grooved a little bit more. Or maybe even you recognize the sample that was used from that song in Pump Up the Volume by Mars in 1987. That drum line taken there from Jungle Jazz. Yeah, I thought you had a right to know. And now, oh boy. Hoo boy. Yeah, this is, what's the word I'm looking for? Gonna hurt real bad. That's the word I'm looking for. We're up to the god-awful medley of the week. In 1981, the Stars on 45 took over the world with their Beatles imitation medley. And for the next 18 months, throughout 81 and 82, you couldn't escape these stupid medleys with Hooked on Classics and the Beatles movie medley. It just got worse and worse. The Elvis medley and a lot of other medleys that we've played here on the show. And what we've been doing since I got this time slot 3.5 years ago, we've been playing a different medley every week. There are enough to sustain the god-awful medley of the week so that we don't have to repeat very many. And I don't think I've ever played this one before. I'll have to check my playlist posted at crapfromthepast.com to be really anal about it and check, but I think this one's a new one for me. This came out on Motown Records, and it's Motown cashing in on Motown, because it's 1982. This is called Strung Out on Motown, and credited with the studio creation, the Regal Funk Harmonic Orchestra, which sounds just a little like the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, which was the pseudo-orchestra responsible for Hooked on Classics. So what you're going to hear are kind of painful Motown re-recordings of the Motown hits. Motown cashing in on themselves. How sad is that? From 1982, it's the Regal Funk Harmonic Orchestra. It's the god-awful medley of the week, and you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past. Sitting here thinking, this doesn't sound quite like Motown. Then I got a caller who said, you know, this doesn't quite sound like Motown. So then I thought, I better check which track I queued up on the CD. Toccata in Fugue in D minor or something from Walter Murphy, the same guy who gave us his Big Apple Band and Fifth of Beethoven. Let me queue up the proper track here. That'd be track 18. So now, you remember that big, wonderful talk break we did about a minute and a half ago? Let's pretend I did that nice and fresh and just went into this song like I should have done. This, I promise you, is the Regal Funk Harmonic Orchestra from 1982 and Strung Out on Motown. Let's try it again. Yeah, this has potential. It could be Walter Murphy again, for all I know. I'm such an idiot. Yeah, that just has medley written all over it. We'll be right back.
Monster Gerber.
I'm a huge fan of disco. If it has a good bass line and a beat, I love it.
On Crap from the Past.
Light and fluffy. Very light and fluffy. And you recognize the voice as Susanna Hoffs, lead singer of the Bangles. After the Bangles busted up, oh, I got a great Bangles tune. Nuts. We're going to get back to the Bangles in a second. That there, when Susanna Hoffs went solo, that was her first solo release. And her first solo single from March 1991, a very small record called My Side of the Bed. And then it did hit the top 40, and it is largely forgotten today. It's a little too light and fluffy. Not a whole lot of meat behind that there. Oh, although I guess I could say the same thing about Eternal Flame, which was a huge hit for the Bangles. Oh, well. So good stuff from the Bangles, I promise, coming up very shortly. Ooh, Oh, my goodness. Well, you look at the time. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. In case you're tuning in for the first time, this is how I try and make the station IDs interesting here on Crap from the Past. So it's 1 o'clock. Huzzah, you've survived half a thrilling installment of Crap from the Past. In about a half hour, we're going to be exploring an air check, a nice unscoped air check of what WPLJ used to sound like back in the day. And I'll explain much more about that in about a half hour. So we've done the god-awful medley, we've done a random 45, although I have another random 45 waiting in queue, and what I have here, I brought in the 12-inch to Freeway of Love by Aretha Franklin, and the actual extended remix is 6.5 minutes long, and while I don't think we'll be able to sit through the whole thing, I'll at least take us up to the cool instrumental break that marks it's the signature of every good 12-inch. So at least here's the first half of here's 6 inches. Yeah, that's a good compromise. A Freeway of Love from Aretha Franklin on Craft from the Past. Oh, damn it. No, I'm not going to use that turntable because you think I would have learned my lesson last time. It only works in one ear. Nope, instead we'll go with Plan B. We'll come back to Aretha. Smooth tonight. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I figure I can get away with this stuff because nobody's paying me the big bucks. Yeah, it's KFAI. Now, Frankie Previtt. Do you know the name? No, not really. Do you know the group Frankie and the Knockouts? If you do, good for you. They had a really good-sized hit in 1980 or 81 with a terrific record called Sweetheart, where they could sing their little hearts out. And Sweetheart was a good-sized hit. You're My Girl was the follow-up to that, and I think that was a big hit at rock radio. And after that, Frankie and the Knockouts kind of faded away. What happened to Frankie Previtt, the lead singer from Frankie and the Knockouts? Well, he shopped around his songs for a while, and actually, much to his delight, he managed to get two of his songs onto the soundtrack for Dirty Dancing. Turns out he recorded the demo versions to Hungry Eyes, and I've Had the Time of My Life. They were originally recorded by Frankie Previtt, and really not released, just released as demo versions. Then Eric Carmen from the Raspberries re-recorded Hungry Eyes, and Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes got their hands on I've Had the Time of My Life. Both big hits all the way around, and Frankie Previtt is the guy who co-wrote, I think he co-wrote, both of those songs. So every time they're played, he gets a little fraction of some particular dollar amount. And it's nice to see him doing well. And as a bonus on the Frankie and the Knockouts' greatest hits that came out in 1999, the first released versions of his take on Hungry Eyes and I've Had the Time of My Life. So what I'm going to play for you here is Hungry Eyes. Now, imagine Eric Carmen re-recording this note for note, because that's what he had to do. He actually had to match the tempo of this exact recording. He had to match it, just even syllable-wise. He had to pretty much reproduce this exactly in order to coordinate with the choreography they had developed for the demo version of the song. So this is how it sounded right before Eric Carmen re-recorded it note for note. It's Frankie Previtt recording, I guess, under the name Frankie and the Knockouts, and Hungry Eyes on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
monster Gerber.
It's Krapenfest.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
On Crap from the Past.
It's better than ever, Street.
That's Clarence Clemons blowing on the saxophone right there. How do I know that? It says so right here on the 12th Street. Clarence Clemons from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. They also single out the guitar solo as by Dez Dickerson, even though I don't know who that is. But apparently he plays on the 12-inch and the rock mix of Freeway of Love, which is not on the album. That's bizarre. So there you go, Freeway of Love, the 12-inch from Aretha Franklin, truncated after most of it. I couldn't take it anymore because it's a little too long. There you go, 1985, Aretha at her finest. Whoa, that's big words I'm throwing around there. Okay, maybe not her finest, but certainly the finest in the 80s. It didn't get much better than that. Although, who's zooming who was pretty good. But they're both from the same album, and you can't really have them compete with themselves, because that's not fair. Let's move on, shall we? I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past here on KFAI. Now, I mentioned a little doodad about the Bangles. This is a very good doodad as well, because this recording that I'm going to play for you right here was the last time that the Bangles ever sang together on record. I don't know if they went home and sang together or what, but there's been no reunion that I know of since they broke up in 1988. And this recording here was recorded in 88 and sat in the can for 7 years before it finally appeared on the Tom Petty 6-CD box set that came out in 1995. It was originally recorded right around the time that Free Fallin' and the other solo stuff. Oh, what's the name of that album? The one produced by Jeff Lynne. I don't remember. This song here, not produced by Jeff Lynne, and I think it was recorded right before those sessions started. It's produced by Tom Petty and Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell being the guitarist from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, who would later work with Don Henley and produce some good stuff over there. But this here, a nice, punchy, tight little track. Tom Petty sings up a storm, basically, and the Bangles are singing background. The women's voices you hear kind of buried in the mix, that's the Bangles. It's the last time they sang together, and it's amazing more people don't know this record. This kicks butt. So it was recorded in 88, released in 95, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and Waiting for Tonight, only on Crap from the Past.
And the beggars, I got looking in the windows, just got walking, letting my mind roll. If you hung around too much, I might take her for granted, but when I was away, she seemed an angel. The only one who really cared about me, the only one without an angle. For so long I've been lonely, to fight. I've been waiting for tonight. I've been waiting for tonight. Yes, and I had a little time to kill. Yes, I crossed the parking lot, and I was feeling lucky just to have a place to go. Yeah, my nerves were feeling shot. For so long I've been weary.
the new number two. Who is number one?
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber on Crap from the Past.
Contemporary music never sounded sweeter than that right there. Lulu from 1981, the very same woman who gave us To Sir With Love from 1965, and not very many other American hits, gave us I Could Never Miss You More Than I Do from 81, and you just heard my beat-up, scratchy 45 copy of that. There's a Lulu collection on CD that exists where it doesn't have the scratchy 45 sounds, but I like the scratchy 45 sounds. Lulu had many more British hits than she did American hits, including a song that I seem to play all the time on here of Lulu and David Bowie remaking The Man Who Sold the World, because it's really good, some other time. Now, let's grind the gears entirely. Boy, there's no preparation for what I'm about to do here. I was flipping through an unnamed periodical, let's just say, since I don't want to actually do any name dropping here, and going through the TV listings, and apparently some cable channel is showing something like Beverly Hills Cop, and this aforementioned periodical made a Harold Faltermeyer joke, since Harold Faltermeyer did the soundtrack music. I think it was Beverly Hills Cop, or it might have been Fletch, something like that. And thought, a Harold Faltermeyer joke in print here in 2002? I gotta get me some of that. So I did a little poking around, and sure enough, I have some odds and ends from Harold Faltermeyer that I thought I would share with you now. Now, if you know Harold Faltermeyer, you know the song Axel F, which was all synthesizers all the time and was a big number three hit back in 1985, I believe. I loved it to death. I was in high school at the time, and I thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. So I went ballistic trying to find Harold Faltermeyer stuff at the time. And what I found out at the time, and what I still remember in my head now, Harold Faltermeyer had been an arranger and producer in Germany for a long, long time before he ever had Axel F here in the States. In fact, he spells his name with an I, M-E-I-E-R, not with a Y. I guess they stuck the Y in when they had him release the song over here so people could pronounce his name. If you look on the writer's credits to a lot of the Donna Summer records, you'll find Harold Faltermeyer's name. And I think he was either co-produced or co-wrote Hot Stuff. So he's been around for a while. Back in 1983, this'd be a couple years after the Donna Summer records, drawing a blank. Where was I going with this? Help. No cue sheet. Help. Help. Ah, crap. There's going to be a little bit of dead air here while I think. He worked with, Katja Ebstein, a name that doesn't mean anything to you, but I've played some of her records here. He co-produced some of that stuff. And I remember finding the 45 back in the day by a guy named Al Corley, a song called Square Rooms that was written and produced by Harold Faltermeyer and sung by Al Corley. And recently, I mean very recently, like sometime in the last 12 months, I found the entire Square Rooms album on CD from Germany. There's no way this came out here in the States. So what I thought I would do for you in the next 5 minutes or so, we'll do a little needle dropping as I zip through every song on the Square Rooms album from Al Corley, just because each one of these is written and produced by Harold Faltermeyer, and it came out in 84, a good year or so before he did the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. All right? Sound intriguing? No? Well, you're going to suffer along with me anyway. So let's bounce from track to track. I'll come back and I'll finish and I'll play the full version of the title cut, Square Rooms, which is released as a 45. Let's just hear what the other songs sound like, shall we? This is track 2, Hungry for Your Love. Not bad. Let's move along, shall we? Track 3. And because we have a short attention span, moving along. This song's too slow. Now, they all sound like the heat is on. That's pretty good. It's very German sounding. I don't know what I mean by German sounding, but it certainly sounds very German. And the last track on the album? Alrighty here. So what I'm going to do for you now is play the 45 that I found back in the day, and now I have it on CD, so I'm very pleased with myself. From 1984, a full year before he was famous, and I put famous in parentheses. Here in the U.S., Harold Faltermeyer was a big star over in Germany, and he wrote and produced Square Rooms for Al Corley. This is 1984, and you'll only hear it here on Crap from the Past. Square Rooms from Al Corley. It ain't high art, but I had it when I was a kid, and now I have it on CD. That makes it extra special to me. That there from 1984. Written and produced by Harold Faltermeyer, the guy who would hit it big with Axel F in 1985. So, it sounds like the show's ending? No, 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 no. We're up to a regular feature here on Crap from the Past, and it's a regular feature that occupies a full half hour of airtime. You see, that's going to be a long time ago at this point, about 6 months ago, I celebrated my 15th anniversary on the air. And as part of my 15 years in radio celebration, what I've been doing is taking full air checks of other radio stations. And it's on here on KFAI, we're on late at night. Very late at night. It's 1:30 in the morning right now, and nobody really gives a crap what I play. I can play stuff with swearing if I want. Someday. Maybe not tonight. Someday. But what I've been doing, taking these little snippets and odds and ends from my collection, and I have a large collection of tapes and stuff at home, and playing what other radio stations used to sound like back in the day. And the day is an amorphous term, meaning a couple years ago at least. I've played air checks from the old WLOL, from the old KJ104, a whole bunch of New York radio stations, and some old Casey Kasem air checks from back in 1967 that listeners have sent to me. So you send it to me, I'll preview it, and if it sounds cool, I'll put it on the air. What this, tonight's selection is from the WPLJ Mix of the Decade. The Mix of the Decade is what they did when 1989 became 1990. They aired this gigantic mix, which appeared to be 8 hours long, for New Year's Eve in late 1989, early 1990. It was fantastic, and I managed to get most of it on cassette. I say most of it because there's a little bit at the beginning that I don't have, but I've never run across anybody anywhere who knows anything else about the Mix of the Decade. So WPLJ was a top 40 radio station in New York at the time. I was in New York at the time, so it worked out nicely. Their competition was Z100 at the time, and I don't know what Z100 was doing when 89 became 90, but this is what WPLJ was doing. So I figured out later, this showed up to WPLJ in mixed half hours. They'd mix 27 minutes of music, and little clocks would say when it's okay to do talk breaks. So you hear a talk break or two, you hear the local WPLJ DJ give station IDs and little talking and stuff over the big mix of the decade. And after 27 minutes, they ran commercials. So 27 minutes, 3 minutes of commercials, then right back into it. It was pretty phenomenal. And I got most of it on tape, pieced it back together, and you'll hear what appears to be hour three, I think. You'll hear some of that. So it's a half-hour block. And since I've played a Harold Faltermeyer tune, listen at the very, very end of the mix. The last song that the mix is going to play is Axel F., but it's a knockoff version of Axel F., and it's not Harold Faltermeyer. I actually owned this 12-inch at one point, and I don't anymore. It's an impersonator, somebody impersonating the Harold Faltermeyer version. It's a cheap knockoff, and it's a little bonus that's included at the very, very end. So you ready? This is the mix of the decade. So don't get confused. You'll hear WPLJ IDs. You're listening to KFAI, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And I'll be sitting right here at the board in case you want to talk to me at 612-341-0980. All right? So you're not going to freak out? Okay. So here, the mix of the decade from 1989-1990. As heard only here on Crap from the Past.
PLJ with Domino, wishing you a happy and safe new year. Hour 95.
WPLJ.
The mix goes on.
New York.
Straight up.
Monster Sound of PLJ Power 95. We're doing the mix of the decade. You know, there's one guy that I can think of right now that would really fit into this. Just like totally perfect. His name is George Michael on Power 95.
Going in love, it's a stain of the heart. You're a
LJ, Power 95, Domino's on.
Party, 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 party.
Through the decade. Woo, this is totally killer.
Of the decade.
Never been found. You gave me your heart, I gave you my mind, but a true love affair we could never find. All night long. This is what I like, your hair so wild. Sunglasses, now smile. That's the way. That's the way. Now dance.
This is the mix of the decade. The hot licks
and the wet kisses.
PLJ Power 95.
That's the way it has to be, cause that's the way I like it. People, clap your hands if you like it. Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Look out! Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Heel toe, hop forward, hop back, hop, hop, hop.
played it for her, you play it for me. Played it for her, you play it for me. Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it. Play it.
Back to back and beat to beat. You're tuned in to the Mix of the Decade.
On PLJ Power 95, mixing our way through the decade. This is Domino on the radio. I want to wish everybody Happy New Year. Of course, if you're watching football right now, please turn off the TV and listen to what I have going down on the radio. This stuff is totally incredible. More coming up next on Power 95 PLJ. Dig it.
And then go into commercials for 3 minutes. So what you just heard right there, a half hour of WPLJ from New York. That's from New Year's Eve 1989, as 1989 became 1990. It's the mix of the decade, and it's pretty phenomenal mixing, actually. Really good. And the last track you heard there, like I said before, it's that imitation of Axel F, that cheap knockoff version that I used to have that I do not anymore. If you have it, by the way, send it to me, because I want another copy of that. So, Mix of the Decade, hope you enjoyed it. I've been Ron Boogie Monster Gerber for a long time and shall continue to be myself for a long time to come in the future. And you're still listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Coming up in, I got 20 seconds here. Coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Coming up sometime in the middle of August, we'll be doing an All Tears for Fears show. I have so many obscurities and goodies from them that I think I can pad out a full 2 hours. It's going to be good. I'm actually looking really looking forward to that one. So, George is in next with Sonic Pleasure. I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.